Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to thank the FAO Secretariat for the presentation of the documents that provide important evidence of the state of food and agriculture. The number of chronically undernourished people around the world remains unacceptably high. The proportion of the world's population suffering from undernourishment is around 12.5%. It is clear that progress in reducing the prevalence of undernourishment has slowed considerably since 2007 as a result of economic crisis and higher food prices. Many regions are unlikely to achieve the MDG higher hunger target without early resumption of progress, requiring inclusive economic recovery as well as food stability. The persistence of high levels of undernourishment worldwide and recent trends in agricultural prices, production and consumption confirm the major challenges facing world agriculture over the coming decades, notably meeting increasing demand from a growing world population, contributing to eradicating hunger and malnutrition and preserving the natural resources upon which agriculture and humanity depend. To meet these challenges, we need to improve agricultural productivity while conserving and enhancing natural resources, allowing farmers to increase global food supplies as well as their own incomes and food security on a sustainable basis. The persistence of undernourishment in many countries, the recognition of micronutrient deficiencies as a form of hidden hunger, and the emergence of overweight and obesity as a global concern lend ever greater urgency and complexity to the malnutrition challenge. For all individuals to be food secure and well nourished, the food system must provide foods that are available, accessible, safe, diverse and nutritious, and people must make healthy choices. The contribution agriculture makes to nutritional outcomes through production, prices and incomes is fundamental, but the broader food system, including post-harvest processing technologies, distribution and marketing, can contribute much more. Food systems as a whole, from production through consumption, can be made more nutrition enhancing and more environmentally sustainable through a number of specific actions. Analysis and actions to shape food system for better nutrition must take into account the fact that there is no single food system, but rather a multiplicity of systems with characteristics that vary according to incomes, livelihoods, and urbanization. Creating a strong nutrition-enhancing food and agricultural system is arguably the most practical, convenient, and sustainable way to address malnutrition, as food choices and consumption patterns ultimately become integrated into the lifestyle of the individual. Nutritious interventions in agriculture generally focus on increasing the abundance, diversity, and affordability of food. The most fundamental intervention to enhance the productivity of the agricultural sector is through research and development, agricultural policies and services. Efforts to boost agricultural productivity must also consider the impacts of the use, especially of women, who bear a greater responsibility for food preparation and child care. Gender-sensitive interventions can improve nutrition outcomes by recognizing women's role in nutrition and as efficient managers of limited household resources by promoting gender equality throughout the system. Agricultural products reach consumers through food supply chains. Each link in this chain affects the availability, affordability, diversity, and nutritional quality of foods. Increasing efficiency, reducing losses and waste, both of food and its nutrients, and improving nutritional content through fortification are key interventions that influence availability, affordability, and diversity on food, and in turn shape consumer choices, dietary patterns, and nutritional outcomes. Other interventions focus on behavior change through a variety of instruments, including nutrition education, public information campaigns, nutrition labeling, taxation, subsidies, and food assistance programs. Mr. Chairman, the important role of the agriculture in managing natural resources and the environment for the health of the ecosystem is well established. Most of the focus has been on the production side, where the emphasis is on a sustainable intensification that can close yield and productive gaps in underperforming systems. This continues to be of great importance. Efforts to improve nutrition through sustainable food systems, then, are a win-win for both the society and for agriculture. Distinguished delegates, as you may know, Cyprus is a member of FAO since 1960, and ever since strongly supports the organization as the irreplaceable international center of food security, agriculture, fisheries, forestry, and rural development. Now, we present our candidature to the FAO Council for the period July 2013 to June 2016. It has passed a decade since the last time Cyprus was a member of the Council. The moment has finally arrived for Cyprus, according to the seat rotation of the European Regional Group, and therefore we would highly appreciate your support during the election process. Thank you very much.